breath walk.
Bracha, right?
Otherwise, please hold.
Why? Because just like by sukkah. So you're not mavarech, because it will be a tie to the sastri to the kedushas hayom. It'll be making it whole. So here also, it'll be a tie to the sastri to the second day yontif, the kedushas hayom derabanan.
Right.
So, but what's his basic answer? Yeah. And that's one question. What's his other question?
Is it two spheres?
Two spheres, because Sveka the Yama.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, therefore, it's two questions. So, what does he say?
And
why don't you make a Shechiyano? Three questions. Shechiyano, Sveket Yoma, and what else?
Bracha.
And what?
Bracha.
And bracha. Why should you make a bracha? Because it's tied to disaster. Why don't you make a Shechiyano? Because it's a mitzvah.
Right.
And why don't you count 2 days? Because since it's a mitzvah to count, then it's Sveket Yoma. Right? So what is the answer first? So first he answers the Shechiyano question, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he says that this whole Inyan of Sfira is really Zecher LeMikdash.
Right.
It's not a mitzvah Sfira per se. The mitzvah Sfira is, that's why a Meimar says that you only count days. Because all you need is a Maaseh Sfira Zecher LeMikdash. Correct? Mm-hmm. So, Shechiyano, he learns, is in general, is an enhancement of the mitzvah. That Shechiyano is not a new idea, the way we think of it. We think of Yechayim and Shechiyano. He learns that the Shechiyano is in addition to the Berachas HaMitzvah. It enhances the Berachas HaMitzvah. So that's what that's his new idea in Shechiyano, because we usually think of it Yechayim and Shechiyano. But he's thinking of it as an enhancement of the Berachas HaMitzvah. So he says, over here, you don't need an enhancement, because it's only Zecher LeMikdash in the first place. So you don't have to enhance it. It's not torn Shechiyano.
Right.
That's his first answer. And what's the second answer?
Hana.
What?
Hana.
Second answer is that you only make a Shechiyano where there's some type of Hana. Like where? Like by Lulav, like by Shofar. Because there's an Zichron Ben Yisrael Avim Shabashimayim and Mikra Megillah, because HaKadosh Baruch has Rachmanis on us, he saved us, and Pidyon HaBein, because the father's happy that the kid is not an Eifel. So we ask the question, what kind of a, first of all, if it's funny, different types of enjoyments. The enjoyment that my kid is not an Eifel, that's a personal hanoya. But the enjoyment that we have a relationship to God,
you will now be placed into the conference.
That's a different kind of hanor. That's a hanor of a relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and us. That's not a physical hanor. So it's funny that he groups together different hanors that aren't like each other. Correct?
Yeah.
And moreover, the question, you're going to have a question, why do you make a Shechiyano? Do you make a Shechiyano because of Hanoah? Mm-hmm. Or do you make a Shechiyano because of Mitzvah? Which one is it?
Yeah.
Right? It's like a funny kind of a formulation that you're making a Shechiyano not because of a Mitzvah, but because there's some Hanoah. What do you mean there's some Hanoah? There happens to be some Hanoah. What kind of a idea is that? Are you making it for the Hana, or are you making it for the Mitzvah? Manashach. What kind of a Tzir of a Parshi is, how could you combine these two ideas together and say you're making it for a Mitzvah and for Hana? I mean, what is the connection between those two things? A mitzvah is usually the machaya for one thing, right? So we said again over here, what he's telling us is that he has a different idea in the bracha of Shechianu. That the bracha of Shechianu is not a bracha that comes from the outside, but it's a bracha, really, that is borrowed from the general Shechianu that you make when you buy a house, you make a Shechianu, or a Tov HaMeitiv, or when you buy a new suit, you make a Shechianu. It's a Hanoya. It's a Birkas Hanoya. Okay? So he's saying that when the Chachomim, that really the mitzvah is Machayev and Shechianu. But they didn't make a new Shechianu for mitzvah. They borrowed they stretched, so to speak, the old Shechianu. And what is the old Shechianu? It's something that's Hanoya. So over here, they stretched it and they said, if you feel an emotional enjoyment, you make a Shechianu. But they didn't create a new Shechianu. You see, that's what he's saying. So then, of course, he always bothered. It's the same Shechianu. I buy a pair of shoes and make a Shechianu. Buy a suit and make a Shechianu. So I make a Shechianu now. I'll do us a little. It's a mitzvah. What's Shechus? So the answer is that really they hold the mitzvah as Machayev and Shechianu. But they borrowed the Shechianu Shel Hanoah. But what did they say? They said, if you experience a pleasure, then you make the Shechianu. So it doesn't matter what kind of a pleasure. As long as there's an emotional enjoyment, so you make the Shechianu. They weren't Mechadish for some reason. Why? I mean, he doesn't tell us. But for some reason, Chazal, when they created the Chovah Shechianu on a mitzvah, they didn't create a new Shechianu on a mitzvah per se. They stretched out the old Shechianu of Hanoah. And they said, now when you do a mitzvah, if you experience a pleasurable feeling, so then you make a Shechianu.
Yeah, you speculated yesterday as to the reason.
Yeah, what do we say?
You want to say, because a man is not at the level where he does a mitzvah that'll feel the simcha, so it'll be disingenuous.
Right, that's correct. I mean, psychologically.
Right, psychologically.
Yeah, the reason why they didn't make a Shechianu for a mitzvah per se is because it wouldn't be true. I mean, a man isn't on that level, that when he does a mitzvah, he's going to feel so happy he's a Shechianu to do the mitzvah.
Right.
So therefore, they only did it so he'd be disingenuous.
Right.
And it would make him feel on the contrary, it would make him feel bad that he's not experiencing the Shechianu feeling. So therefore, they only made it when the guy experiences the feeling so that he's in reality, he could justify the Shechianu. So they wanted you to be happy about a mitzvah. But they couldn't go so far as to say that you're really so happy just because it's a mitzvah, because the person isn't on that level. So feeling the contrary is disingenuous.
Right.
So therefore, they only borrowed the Shechianu that's existent for Hanoah. And they said, say it when you feel, you have to feel an experience of simcha.
Yeah.
So this way, you're not fooling yourself. You're not trying to make yourself into something that you're not, which would cause a conflict in the personality of the individual.
Will also be an inappropriate shevach, I think.
It'd be inappropriate, yeah. Insincere.
Right.
Not on the level. But if you feel happy, so then you can make a bracha on the mitzvah. Because you're experiencing joy. So that's why they limited the Shechianu to the case where the person feels joy.
It's an interesting shot.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
Seems like the other Rishonim seem told that there are two different types of Shechianu.
That's right.
Because they don't require the Satnav business.
That's correct.
They set it up as two categories.
Two categories. But he has a different idea. So basically he has two different ideas about Shechianu. First of all, he has an idea that Shechianu is not something that comes out of the blue because he did a mitzvah, but it's an enhancement. Both ideas really merge together. And it's an enhancement, and also you only do it when you really feel a joy.
It's sort of a hybrid, though, because it's an enhancement of the mitzvah, but you have to have the experience.
The joy.
Of joy.
So the enhancement is that, right, the enhancement is that I'm joyous about it. But I can't say I'm joyous when it's not true. So, therefore, it's only where there's some kind of feeling of joy. Okay, so...
And
so
the sphere brings Agmas Nefesh.
That's
sphere
right.
Is, the sphere is the...
He says, but the sphere is even worse.
So what if it was just a neutral... In other words, a neutral also, we wouldn't want to...
He wouldn't do it neutrally. Yeah. But he's saying, it's a good point you mentioned. In other words, if it's neutral, he holds you don't do it, because he clearly says you only do it when you experience joy. But he says, Sphere of Kavachomi, you wouldn't do it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because not only don't you experience any joy, but
Agmas
Nefesh. It's Agmas Nefesh.
Yeah.
Right.
So there you would be totally disingenuous if you're going to say Shechiyana. You happy? Yeah. Right? So that's his answer. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Right, Corey, if he just had his first answer, where it's just not...
Because the person is saying, I'm so joyous. So then it can only be said when? If he really experiences joy. But if he doesn't experience any joy, he's a different sheker. It's right. Those are his ideas of Shechiyana. It's very interesting. I mean, everybody else learns it's a different kind of Shechiyana. But he learns now. It's an enhancement that I'm so happy about the mitzvah. So it's Hosafas Shevach, but you can only say it if there's happiness. You can't say it if you don't really experience any happiness. That's the Balamar. Okay. So what comes next? What comes next? What's the next one? Was the one we left off?
No, we did the next part.
Go ahead.
You said the problem one, you said the bracha is the Tatis Asri to be Yom Tov Sheni. Just like you say the bracha is the Sukkah is the Tatis Asri to Shmini Atzeres.
Right, so where is
that? You do the mitzvah without making the bracha.
Right.
So to you, we should do mitzvah and not make the bracha.
That's right.
And so here...
So take a look inside. So what does it says that V'imama b'shmini safek shvi. Let me find it over here. V'imama b'shmini safek shvi shel sukkah meisav yasri bruchi lama varchinen shelo tovo bracha shehu bo mikoch yom tov sheni shel sukkah shehud rabbonon v'ta'akar yom tov rishon shel shmini chag d'raisa. Okay. So now he's saying the difference. Hilkach maninin umavachinin. Okay. So this seems to be problematic, what he's saying. Because first he says it's just fear somar. So it's not telling Shechiyano. And besides, it's inappropriate to say Shechiyano. And now, so he's diminishing the mitzvah. Now he's saying that this mitzvah is a deraisa. But the mitzvah is only saying, we'll make this be alma. Just so that to listen to it.
Right.
So why is he saying now that it's a deraisa? Right? And you're going to I mean, it's not a deraisa. It's a rabbon anyways. It's rabbon against rabbon. It's one rabbon against the other rabbon. Right? Zechel HaMikdash against the rabbon of what? Of Yom Tov Sheni. So here, it sounds like, what's that Pete you're saying in Kippur? You say, Ki hine kachama v'yada yotza. It's also mekatzer, it's also... when he wants to, makes it small. When he wants to, makes it big. On the one hand, it's only Zechel HaMikdash. On the other hand, it's a deraisa.
Right?
He's
not saying at any point that sphere is a deraisa. He's saying...
He says udrabanan lo osi v'dochi deraisa.
He's referring to Yom Tov Rishon,
I was referring to Rabbanon
of
Yom Tov Sheni. It can't be Docha, the Doraisa of what? Of Sphira. The Bracha Sphira. The Bracha Sphira. Right, but it's not the Doraisa.
Well,
right, that's right. That was okay.
Right, but it's the Bracha Sphira. If you want to push out Sphira, it's not the Bracha Sphira.
Whatever, but he's calling it the Doraisa.
Yeah, right. The Bracha of the Zechabal.
He's calling it the Doraisa. It's of that Kasha. The what?
The rice
is the kaveya. That the halacha is you have to be nizvar in the cover of the derisa to a tremendous degree. It's not just a question of dechia. It's a question of not casting any implication on a derisa that it's inferior to a derban or it's on the same level as a derban. So he's saying, since the koveya is the Yom Tov Rishon, which is Midoraisa, that's the koveya of the Sfiras Olam. So, and the koveya is a Doraisa, that's why he says it's Bar Machmas Doraisa.
Yeah.
So if you will be Docha, the Sfira, which has a koveya Doraisa, because of the drabbanim of Yom Tov Sheni, you would be pogea in the cover of a deraisa.
Yeah.
In other words, it's not the mitzvah is midrabbanim, but since it stems from a kaveya deraisa, so the cover deraisa would be you would be lowering the cover deraisa because it is a kaveya. So you have to be so nizor in a covet of the deraisa that even where it functions as a koveya, you can't imply that it's nitra. So something which has a koveya midaraisa, if you're going to be dochet, you will be engaging in a lack of covet for the deraisa. That's what it
means. Being docha the bracha, or not as being docha the sphira altogether?
He's being docha the bracha.
Just the bracha.
Just the bracha. But that's a good question. See, that's what
you could fulfill the deraisa without the bracha.
Right. Well, that's what you see. If you take a look at
that, it doesn't really matter because the bracha is the rabbanan, the counting itself is the rabbanan, the kaveh of that bracha is the deraisa also. It's the same.
But he says it's a zecher be'alma. By not counting two spheros, that we're not machmir to count two spheros, right?
No, it doesn't matter. I didn't take that off. That's next.
Okay.
But he's still asking the question, isn't it? Because, in other words, you can keep, because the whole question was on the bracha, you can retain your sphero without retaining the bracha, and you wouldn't cast, I thought that was the question.
Right.
Your question was, if you retain the sphero, you're still casting an aspersion on the, you still have the kasha. So how would it, in other words, he's saying, so you have to be sofer with a bracha. Because if you took away the bracha, then what would happen? You would be being docha, a koveya deraisa, because of a drabanan, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what does it help? So therefore, you must have the bracha.
Right.
And what if you didn't have the bracha?
Apparently everything would have been fine.
What?
Everything would have been fine, apparently.
No,
in terms of the contradiction.
No, but he holds the fact that you'd be docha the bracha.
That's not right.
Would be a disregard or would be a lack of covet for the koveya deraisa.
Right.
The fact that you'd uproot the bracha. Because why are you uprooting the bracha? Because you want to say you don't want it to be a contradiction. So, but by doing that, you're saying it's not a contradiction, correct?
Mm-hmm.
But you're uprooting the bracha in order not to be contradiction. So he's saying, but the sphira is bo mikoach deraisa. It has a koveya midaraisa. So you'd be megana, you'd be mezalzel. The deraisa through removing the bracha, You'd be mezalzel in the koveya, that's the reis.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You can't even be mezalzel in the koveya, that's the reis. Not just a mitzvah, the reis. But even if there's a koveya involved, so that too is a bizoyan. To the deraisa.
His question is
that anything from the mitzvah.
The whole thing.
Even a drabbanan aspect? The whole thing.
Even a drabbanan aspect.
In other words, if it's generated by the deraisa, it would be deficiency
of the... That would be
bizoyan
on the deraisa.
It has a quality of deraisa.
Right. You can't take away anything from this mitzvah. Right. Why? Because if you do, you're engaging in being mezalzel in the koveya deraisa. Mm-hmm. And you have to be very careful with the deraisa. Even if it's just a koveya that's included here, an element of koveya, even that element you have to be very careful with. So you can't chop up the mitzvah.
Yeah.
So if you chop off the bracha, so you're chopping off the mitzvah. And why are you doing it? Because of the drabanan, because you understand drabanan. So you can't chop off the mitzvah when it has a koveya, the raisa, is an element in there that is the raisa.
You can only have this, it only makes sense when you have this category of zilzal.
Right.
Because zilzal will be any characteristic of the thing.
That's
as opposed to being
mezalzel. Since you can't be mezalzel in a deraisa.
Right.
So if you're going to shortchange the mitzvah by not giving it a bracha, why am I doing that? Because I don't want to be, because Yom Tov Rabbanan.
Yeah.
So otherwise, if it wasn't for Yom Tov Rabbanan, I would say a bracha. Right, but now that's Yom Tov Rabbanan, I'm not saying a bracha, but that Maisa Sfira contains in it an element of a deraisa, because it's nikvah yidei deraisa. So therefore you're being mevaza a concept mideraisa, even though it's parenthetical, it's only a kaveya, but even if parenthetically you're mevaza a deraisa, that's also awesome. So it's true the mitzvah really is what is only Zeichel HaMikdash Rabbanan. But since there's an element of a deraisa, because it's a koveya, the deraisa is the koveya, when it comes to zilzul, you can't even parenthetically be mezalzel. So parenthetically you'd be mezalzel in an element of deraisa, which is the koveya. So he says you can't do that. So you can't chop off the bracha. You can't shortchange the mitzvah.
Yeah.
Right, no, I'm just saying.
At all.
Right, I'm just saying it isn't.
You're going back to the original question.
No, I'm saying because the next point is about
setting
I'm setting it up. I'm saying from here you can infer that point.
Okay, go ahead.
You can infer from here that if you had dropped the bracha, there would be a practice answer.
He's saying zilzul is not a halachic structure. It's an emotional thing, and if there is some element of deraisa that's involved there, so you're degrading it.
Right.
You're degrading it. Okay. So on the one hand, he's saying it's only a zechlin edish bialma, and it's not torn shechiyano. But on the other hand, since the koveya is deraisa, you can't chop it off, treat it differently than you would any other mitzvah, because the koveya is the raisa, you'd be being mezalzel parenthetically in the koveya.
Yeah.
In the koveya. That's what he's saying. So both are true. It's only the cheftza shel mitzvah itself is only what? Is only zecher b'alma. So that's why it's not torn shechiyano, because there I look at the mitzvah and I say, the mitzvah is not torn shechiyano. But on the other hand, since it's bo mikoach the raisa, and the koveya is the raisa, if you should minimize this mitzvah because of yantav sheni drabanan, you'd be showing that the yantav sheni drabanan somehow has an effect on the raisa, because the koveya is the raisa.
Yeah.
So both ways are true. It's an amazing balamor. Amazing balamor. It's like you see the Baal HaMor is a real original thinker. He goes about his way with a completely different approach than everybody else, which he usually does. Okay, that's what got him in trouble. That's why he had to leave town. He had to move.
Yeah, but the idea of a Shachrianu originating the original, he's going out less on the limb than they are, because they're creating a whole new category, whereas he's retaining the original category.
Right. And it's an answer because of his joy, right.
Yeah, it's innovative, I'm saying, in terms of halakhic structure.
Yeah, that's true, but it's a whole new thing. I mean,
very innovative.
Yeah.
It's very innovative. Okay. Now, what's next?
Two spheres.
Why don't we do two spheres?
Trouble remembering one.
So what does he say? Go ahead. Vimbanu?
Yeah, Vimbanu is for Beis Sfiros, Misafek, Nimtza Sfira Shnia, Mosheches Adyantiv Rishon Shaltzers, Asil Zazula, Adyantiv Doresa, Hilkach, Inlan Elamash Nago.
And then he goes into what's the proper minig? So really, Pascha's like a memar that you'd be yotze with what? With just the days. And if that's your minhag makom, fine. But there's a better minhag makom, the different minhagim, and he says the better minhag is to count the what?
The weeks at the end of the
week. The weeks at the end of the weeks, okay. But let's get, what?
Isn't that a bayah?
Yeah, well...
No, Abaye might
maintains... Abaye maintains that it's a mitzvah l'min mishur. You must. I don't know how he learns Abaye. We don't know how he learns Abaye. It doesn't mean he learns it like... We don't know. But he passes like a man. But he says that that's a minhag yafa. Okay? But let's go back before. Forget about the minhag yafa. What's his answer to why you don't count twice? Hayom yom echad ba'omer, and hayom yom echad ba'omer, hayom shnei yom ba'omer. This way I'll have what? I'll have, I'll be yotzei the sfeik of yomo.
Do it all tonight, you mean?
Yeah, that's right, all tonight. If today's the first day, so then my first count. If it's the second, and if you did it that way, it would minimize the, it would remove all the kashas, actually. Because it wouldn't be attacked to the sasri. To Yom Tashen Drabon Altrader, because he's saying it's Altanai.
Yeah.
I mean, would that be a problem in the premise that he laid down that it's that you're saying that the original sphere is a Kaveya? Because now you're saying that it might not be a Kaveya. In other words, if you're doing Mesafik, so you're saying when you're doing the first one, you're saying this might not be the Kaveya. So isn't that Zilzel?
No, slow.
In other words, if you're going to do two spheros.
Yeah.
So you're saying when you do the first sphera, you're saying this might not be the correct sphera, right?
I'm saying it might be. I'm treating it like every sphere of the Yom.
Right, but isn't that, wouldn't that be a Zilzel in terms of it being Kaveh? Because you're saying that it might not be a Kaveh. In other words, a Kaveh means that it's actually, in reality,
no,
a
I'm saying I'm a super.
That's not a
Zilzel? I guess it's not a Zilzel, my thing. I'm a Sufik. I mean, I have a Sufik. It could be a Durai, so it's just like a regular Sufik.
Zilzel would be a change in method.
Yeah, you're not being. In other words, you're not denying that it could be Durai. Because he's saying just because.
One's an open, nicely. One's an open rejection of the
Yeah, if right, one's an open rejection, because he's saying it's definitely the first day.
Right.
Okay. One, in other words, once you only have it down to one day. So now you're going to be involved in Zilzel. if you chop off the bracha, you're going to be involved in Zilzel. Because the kaveh is the rice. But if you said both spheros, you wouldn't have any problem with Zilzel altogether. Because you're saying it's a sveik of the yama. Right? Mm-hmm. So that would be the best solution, really. You wouldn't have any tie to the sasri. And everything's hunky-dory. So
you can make a bracha on a sveik?
Yeah, you can make a bracha.
Because one of them is the right. First day is not
yet. Either the first day is right or the second day is right. So one of them is right.
The Sufik brachah is a hakel because one of them is.
That is Sufik brachah. The hakel is if you don't know which day it is. When you say both,
it's one or the other.
One or the other? Mm.
Yeah. But saying that this is the 49th day on the first day of Yontif is Zilzel to Yontif.
So what?
Saying it's the 49th day of Yontif, 49th day of Sfira.
Shavuos. You're going to have to say it's the 49th day, right?
Right.
So therefore, you're going to be mezuzo. You're going to be that. Then you have the same problem as sukkah.
Yes, I just count, but don't make a bracha.
So just count.
Don't make a bracha.
Your statement saying that it's not sukkah, it's not yontif.
Right.
Right.
So why does it do that?
I just count without making a bracha.
Right.
No, the statement of sphere is saying that it's not
yontif. Well,
the statement of sphere is saying it's not yontif.
It's sitting in sukkah without
solution. To begin with.
That question doesn't work
here. That's the Rive's question, but I mean, he doesn't hold that.
Why in his first question did he say, why should you do with a bracha? Even if you do without a bracha, it'll be a...
Right, the bracha's going to have to help you.
Right, because his first question is, you should do without a bracha just like sukkah, so it won't be a contradiction to the yontif sheni.
Right.
But what's that going to help you? You're saying, what's it going to help you? You're still counting.
Because if you look at it as a maisa that's in the, separated by sukkah, you could separate the maisa. By sphere, you can't separate the maisa from the fact of the gem.
What do you mean?
You set, in other words, by sukkah, I could sit in a sukkah because I can go outside and sit in a sukkah.
You're right. But why am I counting?
What?
By counting, you can't say that.
No, so if I make a bracha, I'm saying that I'm obligated.
You don't get the shame. So it's chol.
So, but by so that takes care of the bracha problem, even by sphere.
Right.
Whereas I could count sphere and not make a bracha.
And what would that leave you?
That would leave the same thing as sukkah. But
why am I counting?
So why can't I count? Because...
So why are you counting?
Just like sukkahs. I would think that it's independent mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to sit in a sukkah. It's a mitzvah to count sefira. And the two are not going to collide with the yontif. It does collide with the yontif.
You take away the bracha by sukkah, so what are you accomplishing?
I'm accomplishing that I'm not colliding with the yontif.
Why? You're sitting in a sukkah.
Because I could sit in a sukkah and not do it. People can sit in a sukkah.
Do people go around counting?
people go around doing covering the bases for mice and mitzvahs.
You will now be placed into the conference.
In other words, I'm trying to. In other words, the thing by sitting in a sukkah on Shemini Atzeret.
Because the sphere is Rabbanan. Right? And Shavuos is the Raisa. And you're telling me the solution by Shemini Atzeres was the Raisa and the Bricha Sukkah is to take away the Bracha. So when you come to Shavuos, take away the Bracha and count.
You're saying in the beginning of the question you didn't think about the atmosphere of Shavuos.
Right? Mm-hmm. It's the exact same thing.
He was aware of that before that you haven't found
out. But the answer... Right.
Different
Pesach already, which day Pesach is.
Which day is Pesach? Aren't there 2 days Pesach?
They found out during the interim, 50 days.
Once they find out when Rosh Chodesh Nisan is, they know when Shavuos is going to be.
Exactly.
And it's not, there's no Sfek of the Yom already.
No Sfek of the Yom already.
But Basin, you can answer that Balmor's problem. They never did two counts. The sphere itself, they never did.
Why not?
Because always in the middle, they always found out which is the right sphere, and they only did the correct sphere. They never finished the wrong sphere. They always would stop in the middle and never actually finish
the diameter.
So what's the discussion?
They never really did. So they never did sphere twice.
22 days later. 21 days later.
You know, you could say a little plug on Yantiv itself, but just in the mitzvah sphere, they never really did it.
But he doesn't know it.
To the Balmor.
He definitely doesn't know it.
Yeah, why not?
No, because he says, because you'd have to bring the count into Shavuos.
I know, but they didn't.
That's kosher. That's kosher. Maybe low plug.
Low plug even on that
mitzvah. Even on that, yeah. Or whatever, I mean, you had a whole
thing.
What?
Can I ask the klutz kosher?
Yes,
how do you have the second day Shavuos because you need a 50-day count? There is no 50-day count.
What do you mean?
You have to count 50 days and then you have Shavuos.
Right.
There's no 50-day count for the second day.
Since you're not counting, how do you have a second day Shavuos?
Yeah, you're not counting how you have a second day Shavuos. Just Baruch HaMishim Yom and then you have Shavuos. There's no count for the second day.
Right.
Yeah, it's the other Sfeikah Yom or Lo Plug.
Because Lo Plug, it's Halachah Lo Plug.
Yeah.
That's good.
Every Yontif
I mean, but that's a strange question. It's not the Baal question.
No, I'm just
speaking beyond the first.
Yes, right. That's the question of some suffering.
But that's why it's not a deraisa. It's a derabanan.
That's right. But the thing is, in order to answer this question, you have to answer the first question, which is, what was his idea that if you take away the bracha, you're going to solve anything? Because you're still counting. Guy gets to be Yoshev B'sukkah, because you say Sukkah Sarevolov. I like to sit in the Sukkah. I like to count. Right? So, and that's the Ravitz Kasha.
Yeah, right.
That's the Ravitz Kasha. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So what's the answer? So the answer is because he held that if you take away the bracha, it'll look like a minig ba'alma. That's why you're not being mevarach.
Okay.
And a minig ba'alma is not a tati disaster.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
But a minig ba'alma will not do on Shavuos. Because you really want to count the Torah's count. And if you indicate it's a mini Baalma, it's not going to be all the minion.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean? On the 49th day.
Right. In other words, if you count on Shavuos 49 without a bracha,
right.
So then you're saying it's a mini Baalma. So that was his original question. Take away the bracha, it's a mini Baalma. It's not the mini Baalma. It's not so to the yom. Right. It's not a real count. It's a mini Baalma. But here you can't do that, because if you're going to make it into a mini Baalma, so it won't be mashlim the 48 days from before. You can't be mashlim that when you count that Batara Sphira, and the last day you're counting Batara's Minik.
So how could it have worked on the first day if you're doing Batara's Minik?
What? So his question is that it would work on the first day because it would appear like a mini Baalma.
But then it wouldn't be a little mini.
What?
But if on the first day you're doing Batoris Minhag, it wouldn't be a minion either.
That's correct. But the minig would still have a kiyum of Zechel HaMikdash.
He wants to really do a Batoris Minhag?
It would seem so, yeah.
So then wouldn't
then you have Batoris Minhag the whole time?
Right.
Then why not do that? Just never count with the bracha on that.
Never count with the bracha. That was his original question. Mm-hmm. Do a Batoris Minhag, it won't be any time to the Sashra.
Right.
So his answer is...
So two spheres. I'm saying say two spheres without a bracha. Your second sphere, you never had a bracha before.
What do you mean two spheres without a bracha?
Well, your answer is that one. If you do that in bracha, it would look like a menach. It would be a menach.
Yes.
And therefore...
And therefore it wouldn't be able to be the final day of the count if it's only a menach. In other words, this kasha originally was make it into a menach. You have to have Zechel HaMikdash, so it's a minig.
Okay, good.
You have a lot of Zechel HaMikdashes, you don't make a bracha.
Right.
Because it's a minig, minig Nevi'im, or you do Ferit Zara.
Okay.
So, and Vachon Al Minig. So, therefore, so as Kasha is, Kasha was, you should reduce it to a minig, so it shouldn't be attached to the Sasri. That was his Kasha. But now you can't say on the last day that he should do a Petaris Minig, because all the other days he wasn't doing a Petaris Minig.
Okay.
So what's this? So maybe drop it the last day. Drop the last day altogether.
But you can't.
Why can't you do that?
Then you didn't count. You didn't count 49 days.
Because 49 days of counting, like you said, involves the idea of a malos.
Right.
So if you don't count the 49th day, so there's no malos of your second counting.
Right.
So it's like you didn't count.
Right.
If you do Bataris Minig, you also have the same problem. There's no malos.
So you do nothing?
So you have to count with a bracha. And if you count with a bracha, you're going to be involved in the zilzul of Yom Rishon Shel Shavuos.
So Amai, you do nothing, ever. You don't count at all, the second count.
So that's why you can't count the second count. Because if you count the second count... Which would solve all the problems, but the only problem is that you're introducing two malosim. Malos of the first day, malos of the Sveikin Yama.
Right.
Right? So if you don't complete the malos, so it's not a counter. Mm-hmm. So if you don't say it, so his original kasha was drop the bracha and do a Petaris Minik. But here you can't give that solution. Because then it won't, you won't have a malos. So the whole count is nothing.
You can make the entire, you can make the entire thing into a minute.
Yes.
That he could have done.
That he could have done.
You can't just have one day as a minute.
You can't have one day as a minute and the other day as a count.
And you can't do your second sphere with the first minute.
Right.
You do the second sphere always, all four.
No, you can't do it. Because
the second sphere is part of the first.
Yeah, you can't.
And it's all with the bracha.
Right.
Wait, so I just understand the solution to the
Balamor would answer him with saying, no, you're not doing with the first minute. If you take away the bracha, I'm doing with the first minute. But it should be, the whole thing should be removed to a minute Balamor, because otherwise you put it in the covenant of the Yom Tov Sheni. Right?
Right.
So therefore, but then he says he can't do.
Because he has the Raisa.
Exactly.
So you have to count the Bracha Torah Mitzvah.
That's right.
And at the end.
Now, and now if I count the Sveikah the Yom, why don't I just figure Yom like I always do? So the answer is because I have to do that Bataris Malos.
Right.
Otherwise, not counting. You can't count one way as a count, the other way is nothing.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
It's not an option anymore.
So, right. So therefore, you have to count, but there is count. And then what's going to happen? The malos is going to come out on Shavuos. So what will I do? If I don't use it, if I don't say a bracha, so I'm saying it's a minig balma, so it's not going to be mashlim the malos. So the whole counting was a waste of time.
Yeah.
That works.
Works out?
Yeah.
When you say that, it's...
Mm-hmm. Okay, so he's fine, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. You want that?
How would that work when I was making a bracha for two spheros? So it's Amanas, which day is the right day?
Right.
So in theory, if the first day wasn't the right day, would that be a hefsek in the bracha? Or in other words...
No, because
so it's not over Las Yosef?
Yeah, we'll still be over Las Yosef because you're involved in the mitzvah.
Right.
It's all
part
involved
of the
in the mitzvah. Right, it's all involved in the mitzvah. It's all involved in the mitzvah. And that's the hemshach of the last words that he says. What are the last words that he says? Which is the menigayafa?
The menigayafa
is
the
end of the week.
Why? To show that it's a malos.
Right.
But the weeks show it's a malos, not the days,
you mean? You add the weeks because the real malos comes about through the weeks. Right, and even though you don't need that, because you just have to have a Maisa Sphira, but you still have to have, you can't aim Sphira below Malos. So therefore, it's a good idea to add the Shavuos, because the Shavuos make the Malos. That's why I said that's a minute
off.
What's wrong with the really firm way of by counting every day? Mentioning weeks every day, what's wrong with that?
Apparently he holds that's only if you hold...
Is that worse? It sounds like that's worse, according to him.
Yeah, he doesn't like that. He doesn't like
one.
But you still count in the days. Like in the Baruch on the days. And
why is that worse? Why is it like your Moshe Goria there?
Why is it Moshe Goria? Because he seems to say this is the best minute.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He must have known about the other minute, too.
Maybe you could say,
yeah, go ahead.
It's because since it is a zecher, but it is just a zecher, it's not a mitzvah to rabbanon to replicate the exact maisa.
Right.
So you don't want to.
This way it look like
you're
doing. This way the way it would look like not a zecher,
but
you're doing what they did in the Mikdash,
right.
And the Brisker Rav's point would come out.
Right, then they'll
finish. And then you should make Shechiyah.
Yeah, right. But he didn't like that, the people in Iran, the men of Iran brings down. He doesn't like that.
Doesn't like that, yeah.
So one thing is, but why did they do it in the Mikdash that way, that they mentioned the weeks on the days?
Because the reason they did it in the Mikdash that way is because the mitzvah is to create a malos of weeks. But not only that, you should show how a week comes about. That this today is a week and one component. And a week and two components. Until you build out the week. So that was the original way, to show how the days roll over into weeks. But Now that it's just Echel Emunah, it's not necessary to do that. If you do that, on the contrary, Hillel will be worse. Because you'd be implying that you're doing their count, and not a count of Zechel HaMikdash. And the Brisker Rosh says, if you're doing their count, then it's not, then it's, there's nothing said about it. So Shemek HaShachiyana. On the contrary, there's some way you're looking forward to the Shavuos.
Right.
Okay, it's a tough Balamar, right? I mean, it's a lot tougher than it looks. Okay, you want to take the rivet? Let's
Okay, Amar Avram, Sheilos Hayiladim Hima. Okay, Utshuvas Hasheilazos. So it's not nicker when you're, I guess, counting it as the first day of the Omer that you're being covered as the 16th day.
That's what he's saying, right?
Shem Cain, I guess he's not Zanikar in the Bracha that you're doing that.
That is the 16th of
Nisan. Okay. Birchot Sirasa. Shem Cain, Asirasa, below Bracha, Pergamta. Sharan Omer, Mayom Yomecha Bomer, Vihi Edas, Lashishasar. Banu Nahagabo Kedushas Tezvav. But there are bonus, you know, that's really Tezvav.
So what is he going to gain by, that's his question, what is he going to gain by taking off the Bracha?
Right.
Okay, but that's so. Therefore, he holds. But what's the real answer? You still have a kasha. It's still pogan the kavod yom tasheni.
Yeah,
the counting itself.
Yeah.
Right. But so you just.
So how does he answer that one?
The ode.
No, but forget that vote.
And he never answers it.
It's a good question.
But he does answer.
In the beginning.
Yeah. What is
it? Well, it's not nicker because there's so many days in.
It's not nicker. Right.
I don't understand that. What do you mean? It's. I don't just don't get it. If you're saying today's the first day of the Omer, so you're saying it's full. So I mean it's not nicker.
That's a good question. What is he saying?
It's inferential.
We never really understood that.
It's not explicit, it's only inferential.
Right. In other words, you have to use your intelligence to put it together. You have to say today's the first day of the Omer. One second. When did they bring the Omer? After Pesach. After the first day of Rosh Hashanah, which is Chol, it's an intellectual inference. So he holds that an intellectual inference, they never made a gzera about it. In Sukkah is not an intellectual inference. It's a clear steerer. Because you're making a bracha on a Sukkah, you're saying it's the seventh day Chol HaMoed.
Right.
So
that's right. So he holds that when will they be mezalzel? It makes sense what he's saying, because basically, who are you worried about being mezalzel? The Amei Aretz. So if it's staring them in the face, so then they'll be mezalzel.
Right.
But if it's if you have to make an inference,
it's lacking the character.
An intellectual inference, they're not going to.
No,
they
don't know that.
They don't.
No. They start counting on the second day Yom Tov.
That's
it.
Right. That's it, exactly.
That's when they brought the Omer, the second day Yom Tov.
He's right.
Sure enough, definitely.
Factually, he's right. Nobody thinks of it. Nobody thinks it's a contradiction.
That's when you start counting. Second night of Pesach.
Because not good, and my God, the second day, it says he,
What do they do in Israel? They must count on the first night.
But he's right. Factually, people don't put the two together. It's too much of an intellectual work. So you know, so the intellectual that puts it together, you're not worried about him. Because he's a Talmud Chacham. By Sukkot, you don't have to be a genius. It's just, it's Muchach. That it's the seventh day of Chol HaMoed. Because he knows. That he knows. He knows. He goes to Shul. He knows that Shemini Atzeres is after Sukkot.
You're right. It's Sukkot and Shemini Atzeres are two separate days.
Right, right. So that's good. That's a good. It's a good answer. It's a good answer. Probable answer. That's why he said it's a Sheilas Yilvan.
What does he mean? Sheish lefanenu kama yamim? You mean like
There are a lot of days. You don't know where, a lot of days where you can start the count. You don't know where. No one knows where. You start here. I mean, doesn't infer that it's that it's hope.
Okay.
There are a lot of days, and if you start on any day, nobody will question you.
Shailas, how you are, Mr. Sheva?
Is it Sheva?
Yeah, he would say. You said you'd be out to Shailas Habain. For Pesach.
The difficulty you have is the second answer.
Yeah, okay.
The first answer is a good answer, practical answer. Practical answer. Really? No one's going to notice it. You don't see anybody noticing
it. Is he really saying because it's practically no one notices, or because since people don't notice it, so it's not their bizayim, because it's only inferential, it's not an explicit. If it were explicit, it would be a bizayim. The fact that it's inferential, it's lacking the character of bizayim.
Right.
Okay, that's what he's saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Probably shouldn't be in the Haggadahs.
Nobody questions it. What's the viod?
The viod, she'achar she'asiyaso kodesh, lo sasenu kol amrinan. Aval achar she'asiyaso kol, lo sasenu kodesh lo amrinan. She'ar kodesh l'olam ba achar kol.
Okay, so what is it?
What you're not allowed to do, I guess this is talking about by Sukkah, right, is saying, after you make it Kodesh, you shouldn't make a Chol. So after the day is Shemini Atzeres, you shouldn't sit in the Sukkah and say it's really Chol Amoed. Aval Achash Yasir Chol, but over here, once you count Sfira and you're saying it's really Chol, there's no problem to make it Kodesh by saying Kiddush. That's what you're saying? That's the best way. What else are you going to do with it?
I don't know. I have no. Is there any other Rishon that paraphrases him? I mean, I know. I just don't know what he's doing. I mean, like whatever you say is like a speculation.
Well, look, the Asiyah of Chol is definitely sitting in the Sukkah, right? That's the Asiyah of Chol by Sukkahs, sitting in the Sukkah, right? And or making the bracha, saying so you're making the bracha. And over here, that siyachol is going to be counting sviyah. That's definitely. Right? So the question is, what does it mean by siyach kodesh in both cases? So he has to mean the kedusha yom.
For the second night.
Right. So what does it mean by siyach kedusha yom? So you were just saying it's kiddush. Isn't that what else could he mean by siyach kedusha yom?
You mean kiddush, right?
What else could it be besides that? How else? The kodesh is definitely the kedusha yom. So what's that siyach kodesh of making the kedusha yom?
So why is it better over here?
So over there, you're saying Kiddush, then you're going to be saying the Sukkah. That's a problem.
And over here?
First you're counting Omer, then you're going to be making Kiddush.
You say you wouldn't have it like an Aragada.
What's Aragada?
It's at the end of Aragada.
You count the Omer at the end of Aragada?
That's where it's brought in my Aragada.
Really?
Right?
I thought you did in Shul, no?
And you do it in Shul, it's true, but also it's in the end that I got. But you mean you have to do it in Shul. He yells, you have to do it in Shul the first time.
Well, that's the question. What do you hold it to? You forgot to. What do you hold it's also to do it?
Yeah, that's going
to
be a problem, right?
I don't know, but can you just say they set it up
that way.
If you say there's a tactic that's also, you're not going to count ever.
Right.
You only got to count for all 49 days.
Right.
So since, and most people are going to say it before Kiddush, so there's a mitzvah of Zechad to count. Now, if you as an individual happen to have forgot or something, so it's not like it's usher for you to say it afterwards. You're just going to be set up a mitzvah that is a type of disaster, but in a particular case.
I mean, it doesn't have to be a type of disaster.
Yeah, in general it won't be, but if a particular individual does, so.
Because in general they count and surely.
Yeah.
But another thing that's bothering me about that too, because he made it Kodesh in the Shemoneh Esrei.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. That's Balachash.
I have no idea what it means, actually.
Well, very hard.
Kasha Sisa Kodesh.
What's the whole concept anyway?
I don't know.
It goes by order of...
Yeah, what is it?
Either way, there's a Tantra Sasha in the day, no? Well, because Kodesh always comes after Chol. What does that mean? What does that mean that Kodesh comes after Chol? Like Shabbos comes after Friday? What does it mean by Kodesh comes after... What does that mean? As it is, Rosh Hashanah, but Kodesh will Olam Ba'achar Chol. So what does that mean?
Unless he means, I'm going to have to put words into his mouth.
He doesn't say that.
Unless he means that we're not afraid of the first night being Mezuzal because we made Kiddush the first night. But we're afraid the next day will be Mezuzal.
By
Sukkos.
By Sukkos.
Because you'll make a bracha on the Sukkah, so they'll think that it's Chol, and the Kedusha of Shmini Atzeres is gone.
Because last night you said Kiddush, and that was Kodesh, but now you're
not. It's too clear. I don't know. It's too contrived. What are they going to think? Now I went back to Sukkot from there.
But what does he mean, Shari? Kodesh Olam Ba'achar Chol?
I don't know.
What does that even mean?
Maybe that means that in order to have something Kodesh, it has to be distinguished from something Chol first. I mean, like you have to have Chol in order to distinguish out a Kodesh thing.
I mean, he's right. I mean, Kodesh always comes after Chol.
So, like, what does that mean? Shabbos comes
after
Friday?
Shabbos is built on Chol. Yeah, I'm a Kodesh the Yom from a position of Chol. I'm in a situation of Chol.
Yeah, but there's a concept of Abdullah also.
Yeah, right.
So
the Chol comes after Kodesh.
Yeah, it's
about
like Shabbos.
But that happens.
Why is
that happens in Memela?
Yeah, that's right.
That you're not being.
That's exactly right. You're treating.
You're being Mekadesh the Yom.
That's right. Because Kedusha is a positive essence.
I see.
So you're just removing. You're saying there's a Siyum Kedusha.
Right.
But the Chol is
climax.
Not a positive thing.
It's a climax.
That you're making it Chol over Kodesh.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just a lack.
So you just lands. Your balance has got to do with this.
It's not like the other.
If you would count before Marv, then
count before Marv.
Yeah, count before Marv.
So why does he count two zeros?
You mean it'll look like there's like a break?
Vena Shmoshes.
So it sounds like it.
Mm-hmm. Why does he count twice? Kortan, why don't you have two spheres?
Why don't you have two spheres?
Yeah, how's he answer that problem now?
He didn't mention two spheres.
No, I know, but that was one of the questions. But it's like his answer is so good now that, I mean, whatever. Why? Could you do this on Shavuos? Count on the first day of Shavuos, there's a Poya and Beit's not a problem?
Mm. I don't know what he does with that question. Unless maybe he holds, you don't practice fake of the Yom unless it's an Inyan of Kedushas or Yom.
Even Sukkah is an Inyan of Kedushas or Yom?
Mm.
It is or it's not? It's not.
Well, Sukkah is the Raisa. But it's fake of the Yom in general. Is as far to say that the whole idea of Sfeika Yom is only where there's a Kedusha Yom. But where there's a Maisa Mitzvah Ba'alma, you don't do...
By Lulav, you mean, you wouldn't.
Right.
It's like it's part of Kedusha Yom of Chag HaSukkos or something?
Right.
I mean, so then the whole thing is not Shaftes here.
Right. Could be elsewhere, I don't know. It doesn't say.